Silent letters. Final consonants. Most final consonants tend not to be pronounced in French. Sometimes we draw a line through a consonant to remind you that it is not pronounced. For example,
vous.
The letters C, F, L, and R at the end of a word are often pronounced.
A good way to remember this is to think of the consonant letters in the word careful.
However, remember that the ending ER is often pronounced as
E, nager. Écoutez et répétez.
Petit, fort, cheveux, courez, dites, bientôt, vous, pas. Court, botte.
B. Plural endings. The final consonants S and X added to nouns and adjectives to make them plural are also not pronounced. For this reason, plural words may end in more than one silent consonant.
Chat, pied.
Keep in mind, then, that the singular and plural forms of many words will sound the same, even though they are spelled differently. In the following singular and plural words, make sure you do not pronounce the final consonant.
Écoutez et répétez.
Petit. Petit. Blond. Blond. Chat. Chat, chemisier, chemisier, habitant, habitant.
C. Final silent E. In French, a final E without an accent mark is silent. Consequently, the words
ami,
male friend, and
ami,
female friend, are pronounced identically. A final E preceded by a consonant is also silent. However, in this case, the consonant is pronounced.
Écoutez et répétez.
Demi. Demi. Frisé. Frisé. Bleu. Bleu. Joli, joli. Noir, noir.
Now listen to and repeat the following words, paying attention to the pronunciation of the consonants that precede the silent E.
Écoutez et répétez.
Camarade, chemise. Étudiante, enthousiaste, fenêtre, idéaliste.
D. Feminine forms with a change in pronunciation. The feminine form of many adjectives and nouns ends in a consonant followed by a silent E. Because a consonant followed by a silent E is pronounced, final consonants that are silent in masculine forms will be pronounced in the corresponding feminine forms. Pay attention to the pronunciation of the final consonants in the feminine forms.
Écoutez et répétez.
Blond. Blonde. Court. Courte, gris, grise, français, française, grand, grande, petit, petite.
E. Identifying singular versus plural. Because most nouns and adjectives sound alike in the singular and in the plural, To determine whether a word is singular or plural, you must listen carefully to its accompanying article.
Le, la, elle apostrophe,
versus
les, un, une,
versus
des.
Articles are often the only means of identifying plural nouns or adjectives in spoken language.
Écoutez et répétez.
La barbe. Les barbes. Un camarade. Des camarades. Le blouson. Les blousons. Le chien. Les chiens. Un chat. Des chats.
F. Liaison. A final consonant that is usually silent is sometimes pronounced if the next word begins with a vowel sound.
Vous écoutez. C'est un étudiant.
The linking of a final consonant with a following vowel is called liaison. Sometimes you will see a linking mark between the consonant and the vowel to indicate that you must pronounce the consonant. Listen to and repeat each phrase, being careful to pronounce the final consonant as a part of the next word when it begins with a vowel. Keep in mind that a final S in liaison is pronounced with a
z
sound.
Écoutez et répétez.
Vous marchez. Vous écoutez. Comment vas-tu? Comment allez-vous? C'est le chien. C'est un chien. Trois garçons. Trois enfants.
Liaison does not take place before all words beginning with a vowel sound. You will learn more about liaison later in the
cahier.